guest spécial, là, va me dire bonsoir, c'est Tamia. Hi, Tamia. Ok, mesdames et messieurs, c'est avec un gros plaisir que vous rencontrez nous encore aujourd'hui pour notre émission Dialogue du Dimanche. Moi, c'est Maxime Joseph. Et nous parlons, il fait exactement 3h01, les températures 79 degrés, les ensoleillés. Et c'est une belle journée que nous sommes capables de faire ça qui fait nous plaisir. Je dis à Saint-Paul pour nous dans l'émission, ça, c'est nos grands guests spéciaux, je dis à Tamia Alexander. Obviously, c'est English speaker, mais pas un problème, m'a fait traduction pour nous pendant la conversation. Pour aller. Ça nous parle parler, nous parle parler de différences qui gagnent dans deux générations. Obviously, li sorti nos générations, li c'est nouvelle génération, nous-mêmes, nous c'est ancienne génération. So, nous parlons pas de différences qui gagnent dans différents aspects. Peut-être que, en plus là, nous, qu'à, well, façon pas, nous. Mais moi, c'est que l'essentiel que, pour nous faire un petit commentaire dans différents aspects de deux générations. So, nous parlons là, fait interview avec la, Kounia là. Et, je crois que bon, je vais commencer avant tout pour me dire que Jean ouais, nous connaissons que qui ça en génération y est. Une génération y est tout évalué de 15 à 20 ans, c'est une autre génération. Qui signifie moi-même avec quelques collègues, ben nous a dit nous c'est on nous passe c'est troisième génération nous y est. Et pratiquement Jean nous habitué avec une série de bagages dans la société pas noir. Donc on tendance parfois pour nous petits gens pour nous critiquer et en pile bagage de nouvelle génération. Mais qui est normal parce que tout dit nous ancienne génération tout on tendance pour critiquer ça loin dans nouvelle génération. Et c'est une raison qui fait que venir avec Tamia aujourd'hui à la qui nouvelle génération. So les parle ben nous en perspective parler de comment les ouais nous mêmes comme ancienne génération et après nous parle dit ça mal énuméré et on sait le bagage que et Jean ouais et en pile aspect dans nos générations et aussi et pas oublier que nous gain on nous parle aussi de suicide avec on une guest nous cap qui va là choix là après les nous tout en quelques non durant émission so, nous gain deux sujets nous parle parler là nous parler de différence entre deux générations après nous gon expert psychologue qui parle pas l'outil goût de sale pensée de suicide qui a ravagé le monde, inclus pays par nous, obviously. Bon, je vais commencer, et pas oublier que c'est sur Radio Etienne Elko, branché, ou après l'émission Dialogue du Dimanche. Bon, moi-même, comme moi, dis-nous que Jean, moi, ouais, et nouvelle génération, je vais commencer pour me dire que. Et en pile là nous qui ancienne génération nous obligé faire en pile ajustement pour essayer aussi de deal comme on dit avec une nouvelle génération en pile fois nous critiquer en pile bagaille que qui pas faire nous plaisir et m'a dit nous exactement et grand pile bagaille que nous ouais et tout dit grand monde toujours ouais bah une autre façon et que yo pas essayé apprécier ça y est dans nouvelle génération. Moi-même personnellement m'a dit que et nouvelle génération gentil bah que m'barre mais tout parce que c'est moi aussi c'est parce que c'est ancienne génération que me souhaitais que yo était qu'à un groupe à moi mais de toute façon c'est juste c'est opinion pas seulement. Et mal anyway quelque chose bah que et peut-être que non pile là nous gagne la well façon que moi well là tout parce que on commence à garder qui bah que nous pas fin en accordance avec une nouvelle génération on garde que et surtout on commence non par en cas surtout par qu'on a essayé passer on se de bagarre timon prend route par là et en pile fois c'est grand pile conflit. On commence avec les manières. Amen. Grand pile ça et c'est le pourcentage qui gagne ça les bonnes manières là les anti gens lit pas en pile d'après moi parce que et c'est comme si que en pile fois gens où tu voulais faire parfois en pile pas you just give up. On parle que en pile petit monde que et yo kon antre pa sou moun yo pa salye pou se bon problème liye du tout. Ça c'est youn et lè yo nan la rue tout en pile fois c'est parents yo ap di yo comment yo chose habillé et ou pa ka habillé n'importe façon pour sortir pour annoncer le côté et c'est youn un facteur en pile parents pa remen. Et bon même parler de faire cell phone là tout ça sont l'autre facteur parce que si moun ici sans téléphone yo. Même nous même nous victimes de ça mais parfois nous plus qu'on est qui le pour ne pas mettre cell phone en côté c'est comme si en zamita yo plus dans cell phone yo plus ayo même qui ba en pile dans nos problèmes et gros l'autre bagaille ouais tout dans younger generation yo seem to yo enjoy violence plus que et ancien génération parce que au quand on est deux mon a gourmet ou bien a joué ou pas ou bataille pour le fait nouveau génération yo plus souvent pour prendre un téléphone ou bien caméra yo pour filmer ça quoi le fait là en plus fois quand les comptes très tragiques tout parfois les deux mon pour le gourmet ou bien couteau pour le râler ou plus qu'avoir que ancien génération qui a essayé de diffuser situation le cas dit mon yo break it up non et pas que ben gars ben witness du tout côté que moi plus younger génération yo plus à eux même ou bien yo ka filmer pour mettre là pour plus mettre là dans social media. Bon on va commencer avec guess when là Tamia et mesdames et messieurs pas oublier que c'est anglais parler mon m'a fait il faut que pour me traduire pour nous ça le dire. Bon Tamia you ready?
Yeah.
Tamia, welcome to Radio HNL, and please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, I'm 25 years old. I sadly don't speak Creole, but I hope to one day. I hope everybody in the studio teaches me. I graduated with my bachelor's in journalism, so I am loving the studio. It's really nice in here. I'm cozy.
Oh, thank you. Okay, as you know, Tamia, we've been talking about generation, the difference that we see, the way we see you guys as a newer generation now. Could you tell us a little bit about what do you think of us as the older folks?
Honestly,
the one that they call old school.
The older folks, you guys have taught us everything that we know. There's the differences. Sometimes I actually kind of feel bad because we're a lot more tech savvy than the older generation.
Uh-huh.
So I do feel bad for that sometimes. But you guys taught us everything we know. The only thing is just like the way you guys, I guess, like force us sometimes to do like what we don't want to do because we're our own people. That's one of the major things I know a lot of younger people hate.
Keep going.
Yeah, I know that's one of the things because just like a lot of the younger generation, we want to be our own people. We don't want to like follow the rules. A lot of us are rule breakers. I know that for a fact. But like, you know, you guys kind of tend us to like, you know, go to school, do this. But there's other opportunities that we tend to try to do.
Okay, now how do you look at your friends? Because a lot of times parents, they tend to screen your friends in ways that probably don't really please you that much.
Mm-hmm. And you know what's actually funny about that? I feel like our parents are a lot more knowledgeable about our friends than we are. Our friends, I love my friends personally, but most of the times when your mom or your dad is just kind of like, I don't know about them. And you're like, no, please give them a chance. And then, you know, 9 times out of 10, you guys are usually right. So I think that's the one thing. You guys are right 9 times out of 10. I'll give you that.
but there again, Tanya, they usually say, if you tell me who's your friend, I can tell you who you are. I mean, that's a lot from the older generation.
That's very true.
Do you agree with this statement?
Yeah, no, I do.
So
completely.
Could it be a reason why parents, they have a tendency to be afraid who you deal with, who are your friends, who you interact with?
Yeah, because most of the times they don't want you to have a bad influence around you. Your parents always want the best for you. So sometimes when they see like your friends doing something bad, or like they see them like not speaking in a proper manner or like provocative, they're like, I don't know if that's the right friend for you.
Well, as you know, Tamia, I'm going to ask the public if they're willing to even ask you any question or if they have any disagreement with you.
Yeah, of course.
I will definitely let them know when is the best time to do it. Okay. Obviously, I know personally, you guys, I would say, IQ-wise, you're 9 points above the older generations.
Yeah.
Because obviously you guys take technology and move it to a different level, make life easier for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, let's look at cell phone.
Yeah. We're addicted to it. Addicted. I can definitely say that. We're addicted to our cell phones only because I feel like that's the only way for us to connect, like, majority of the times. So we don't have those, like, sit-down, face-to-face conversations. I hate that about us. If, like, everybody's at a dinner table, majority of the times, like, you know, the older generation, you guys are, like, talking amongst each other. Us, we're on our phones, scrolling through Instagram.
And sometimes you guys even communicate on the phone while on the table instead of talking to each other.
Yeah.
And that's very, very annoying.
Yeah, you are not wrong. I tell you that.
Let's look at the way you guys dress. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes your parents can be, what are you putting on?
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever faced that problem with your parents?
I have. I used to get in trouble a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. Because sometimes it's hot outside. And, you know, a lot of people want less clothes. So it's just like, especially since I'm a girl. Yeah, my mom used to give me hell for that. But I don't blame her.
I'll tell you what, Tanya. You seem to be too mature for me for this conversation.
Did you want somebody to, like, argue back and tell you no?
I don't feel you challenging me at all here.
Well, I think that's exactly what I was expecting. That
no,
you guys.
Being realistic.
Start pulling each other's hair or something.
But I mean, despite I'm way above probably almost two generations compared to her, but she seems to be in sync with my.
No, but very realistic. That's really what it is.
There's one thing that you guys said that I respectfully disagree. It's we're talking about technology. Technology is not it's not really something that you guys are very you know, you guys are better at technology.
I'll tell you, Lulu.
No, wait. Because my thing is, technology came from us. Mm-hmm. We created those things. Start from Windows. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Steve Jobs. When you talk about what's his name again?
Microsoft
guys. Oh, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, okay.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about these guys. Those guys change the way you guys are using technology today.
Okay.
And if...
But we made it better.
Oh, look, I have no... I'm not disagreeing with that. Mm-hmm. You guys improve on the technology that we created, but at the same time, most of the time, the new generation tend to think that we had nothing to do with none of these.
Yeah,
it's like we got a bunch of dummies. We just see technology and say, "Oh my God, look at these!"
But this is what Lulu. I'll tell you another aspect that I've witnessed myself. I would see like someone in the 80s, 90s who was not really computer savvy, who doesn't know much computer, and they would go to like a business or for whatever, any place where they have to inquire about something or they have to request something. And they would ask them, do you have a username, a password? And then if they seem to be uncomfortable with that, and you see the younger generation look at them like, oh, what do you mean? Is that person illiterate?
Yeah.
Like, they expect
we
them
get
to
frustrated
know these
really
things,
easily because you know? It's so easy for us. And we're just kind of like, can you get it?
No, but there's one problem that I have is the people that live with those older people, mm-hmm. and you don't take the time or you don't have the patience to show them.
Yeah.
I'm the prime example. My mother is 86 years old, and she's on YouTube. Oh. She's on Facebook.
Mm. But sometimes they don't have the passion for
that. And you want to know why? You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I took the time to show her, to teach her. Because these people, just because they're old, that doesn't mean their brain no longer works.
Okay, my girlfriend's father is 90 years old.
Okay.
He goes to this, I think he has to do with a bill or something. The first thing he asked, oh, do you have a username or email address? She said, what is that?
Yeah, I understand.
He said, what's that? You know? And the young lady is looking at him like he's supposed to know something like that.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, we don't have any patience. Like you were literally just saying, like, you know, you took the time to show your mom, like, how to do specific things.
Yeah.
For us, it's more like, we just sit there. So it's like, if you don't get it by the first or the second try, I'm giving up on you. And it's so bad. It is really bad. But we have no time. Tolerance.
Drop dead. I even see that while you guys are driving in the street. It's like it's always a race.
It's Tokyo Drift.
It's funny. I don't know. I remember my mother. I didn't have so much technology to even compete with her in any capacity whatsoever. So it's a little different for the last 40 years, where you guys really excel in technology, where we kind of left behind, you know.
But I still,
by a big margin.
Max, I still believe that technology is there for all of us to be part of. If you choose not to embrace it, that's on you.
Yeah.
We cannot blame the new generation because of that.
You know what the thing is, too? Like, sometimes we actually do try, but a lot of the people in the older generation don't want to.
Exactly.
It's like, sometimes we'll try and sit there and we'll be like, listen, like, let me show you. And they're like, no, I don't want any, like, iPhones. Give me my, like, little Android or whatever. And it's just like, listen, we try to help you.
I'll tell you what, I was reluctant to even use iPhone myself. I was like, this thing is too goddamn complicated for me.
And it's actually really easy to use. I feel like most people think it's, like, complicated, but it's not.
But you see, remember, old folks, when they're used to something, they don't.
They don't. Very.
It's human nature, you know.
Very narrow-minded.
It took me a while to switch from Samsung to Apple. You know.
Listen,
you know why? Because I don't want to have to learn whatever I know already. But I say, you know, I'll take a chance. I challenge my brain. But it took me a while to. I mean, honestly, probably 50% of what's in the phone, I don't even know it.
Listen.
So, Madame Zafir, we have in the studio a special guest, Tamya Alexander. She's giving us a different view of how she sees the older generations in many aspects. And if you have any question, you could call the station at
917-455-8978, 917-455-8978.
She'll be more than happy to answer your question and then listen to your opinion when it comes to different generation. And we're going to take a little break here, and then we should be coming back shortly with her. Mesdames et Messieurs, pas oublier que c'est sous Radio HNL qu'on branche. You just are going. This is Radio HNL, and remember, we have in the studio with us Tamya Alexander. We're talking about the difference in two different generations and different aspects of the way we see things and the way she sees things as a newer generation. Tanya, we're going to continue this. Let's look at. Me and a few of my friends, the way a few issues that we talk about the newer generation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be mostly the way we see things. For some reason, we feel that the newer generation, they have a lack of empathy. They even for their own family, it looks like they seems to be detached completely from being family oriented. where sometimes they don't even want to live with older folks in the house. As they get older, they seem to be so tired of. I mean, there again, it depends on the culture too. But based on the way we experience things, the newer generations don't seem to have a patience with us. And they seem to be a little selfish when it comes to or the expectation.
Uh-huh.
It's all about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they rarely pay a visit to their parent. It's like if the parent
I
is there.
Say that.
I mean, for the majority, don't get me wrong. You know?
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I didn't speak to people who are in the nursing home. Those sometimes they ignore them for a long time.
Oh, really? You know what's crazy? I find that, like, we don't believe in nursing homes, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. Because a lot of, like, the nursing homes, I feel like, they don't, I feel like a lot of the older generation used to put their, like, family in nursing homes more than anyone else. Yeah, I'm like, I don't think we believe in nursing homes, if I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I know, like, some people do, but I feel like that's, like, probably the generation before us. We're a lot more family-oriented than most people.
Well, there again, I have to tell you, Tamia, I still like, look at you. You're Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm Guyanese.
You guys probably are more family-oriented than
yeah. That's why I'm like, nursing home. I don't know about that one. I'm just like, definitely don't do that. Majority of the times, my grandmother lives with me still to this day. So I'm just like, I don't know about that.
but do you think your parent should be a problem to you when you have your own life to live? Sometimes they can become a burden if you have no time.
I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes they do become a burden, like, to a certain degree. Because it's like, when a person is so used to, like, being in their own headspace and narrow-minded and stuff like that, uh-huh. you don't want to deal with it for, like, the rest of your life. It's like, you kind of get frustrated and you kind of get over it after a while. And you're just like, all right, like, I want to live my life with my family. We already had our family time a little bit. So, and not to be, like, rude or anything, but it's just kind of like, we already had our family time. Like, I had my mom, had my dad, siblings, whatever. Now I'm going to have my husband, my kids, all of that good stuff.
I'll tell you what, I've heard some newer generation that say, they said, if someone lives 70 years old, that's being selfish.
So selfish. Selfish now.
So what's your take on that one, you know?
Like, if a person reaches to 70 years
if,
old?
If someone passed 70, they consider that to be selfish.
Why would that? Not really. Why would that be selfish?
I mean, some of your folks feel like that, you know, like, it's like dealing with the problem of an older folks seems to be an issue. And I tell you, even in the hospitals, an institution where they have to deal with older folks,
mm-hmm.
a lot of family members, they even worry that they're not going to have the patient for them, you know, really.
Yeah, like I said before, it's like,
it's been reported a lot of abuses against older folks.
Oh, wow.
You know? Oh, yeah, it's been reported, you know.
Listen, I feel like with the what is it? The nursing homes and all of that and stuff like that, they're really bad there. I don't know why uh-huh. they treat the older folks that way. I think it's because there's no family around usually to kind of like supervise. So majority of that is them like not like being like supervised by someone of like a relative.
Okay,
Lexi.
Joe, mes amis, Joe, elle avait maintenant qui cause maintenant, chose à l'habitude. Balma de monsieur, pour joindre nous là, qu'on y a là, pour dire, pour balon input, comment le voyez, deux générations. Joe, vous mettez pas les créoles.
Bon, oui. Oui. M'a dit bonsoir à Tania.
Tania, can you hear
him? Hello, yeah.
Hi, Tania.
Hi.
Oui, moi, une question.
I'll translate the question for you.
Mm-hmm.
J'ai une question pour Tania. L'idée, c'est Guyanese, n'est-ce pas?
You said you're from Guyana, right?
Yeah, I'm Guyanese.
All right. Est-ce qu'elle est capable de faire. Est-ce qu'elle connaît la culture de la Kaili, comme si jeune la Kaili, comment ça vive la Kaili? Est-ce qu'elle connaît ça?
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about the culture of your home, Guyana, and how it is? I mean, since you said you're from there.
Yeah, so the last time I went there was like 5 years ago, because sometimes it's hard to kind of like go back and forth. But like with the culture wise, like we're really family oriented. Like I said, my grandmother still lives with us. I still talk to my cousins, even if like I haven't seen them for 5 years, we still say like happy birthdays every single year. I try to like, you know, bring some of my cousins over here so that I can show them New York and everything and stuff. So yeah, we're heavy on family for Guyanese people. I can tell you that for a fact.
Have you ever gone over there for a visit?
Yeah, the last time I went was 5 years ago. Okay. My sister left me like, you know, last year, but it's okay.
Mais qui belle bagali men en culture guyanaise là.
What do you like the most about the Guyanese culture?
Honestly, the food. If I'm going to be completely honest, it's the food. I cannot live without Guyanese food at all. Guyanese Chinese food, some roti, some curry, all of that good stuff. I can't.
But for some reason, I think everyone thinks their food is the best for some reason.
I mean, I don't want to toot our own horn, but...
Me being Haitian, I hate to tell you that. I mean, I might be a little prejudiced, but I think we're on the top two, top three, if not the best.
I think we're top one, but... Yeah, we're definitely gonna be biased on that one, but I don't know. Guyanese food is hitting top one, I'll tell you that.
Joe, what's your take? Okay, so what's the Guyanese food women?
Ah, oh shit. Leads with any power, back away from you.
Back away from you. I cannot disagree with you, but that's normal because obviously.
No, mais en parlant.
You cannot be the judge, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. En parlant de manger, comme si Caribbean food, en parlant de ça, qui ça qui fait point commun comme si Caribbean food, là? Par exemple, on prend Haïtien, on prend Jamaïcain, on prend Guyane, on prend tout le monde, ça. Qui point commun au gain à faire manger vous-même?
Okay, the way I would put the question, what's in common when it comes to all the Korean food, in your opinion?
Oh, like what's like the most?
What do we probably could say in common, you know, if you're going to put all the Korean food together, what do we have in common?
Carbs, bread, rice, all of that, mm-hmm. like, and spice.
I agree with that. Yeah, we all eat that in different
things. Yeah, I feel like within every single culture, we all eat bread, we all eat rice. That's why everybody is, like, big, thick. Because we eat stuff that, like, are not meant to be good. But, you know, it tastes good. That's the best part.
Well, I have another question. But n'apprécie if on look back, so n'apprécie if on retourne sur vrai sujet qui c'est ancienne génération
à nouveau génération
avec
génération
et bon
mesdames et messieurs, pas oublier que c'est sur Radio Channel nous parlons de pause en n'a pas tourné sur tout à l'heure. Pas oublier que c'est sur Radio HNL ou après l'émission Dialogue du Dimanche. Il fait exactement 3h29 avec une température de 79 degrés Fahrenheit. Journée ensoleillée et que c'est un bon petit temps même soit conduit pour qu'à brancher sur radio station ça pour attendre ça qu'a fait là je veux dire parce que we have Tamia Alexander here she's giving us a lot of information when it comes to the new generation. Maybe we can learn a lot from them and maybe we could find a common ground here so we can live a little bit better with the newer ones.
Okay, m'te gon question Des grandes questions de poser tout à l'heure.
Yeah, go ahead.
OK. Dans ancienne génération, nous connaissons que fille te qu'on fait manger pour garçon. Bah qu'on est dans culture par dans culture Guyane comment ça est? Comment ça est-ce que tu as qu'on fait? Mais est-ce que Tania ou est-elle en tant que monde qui fait manger pour garçon?
OK, Tania, he wants to know from the older, the older generational culture. The ladies used to cook for the men, and in our culture was the same. Mm-hmm. Has it been the same in your culture? And do you see yourself obligated to cook for your loved ones?
Okay, so with that, right? I know it's from generation to generation to, you know, cook for your man, all of that good stuff. But why do we have to cook?
But do you think it's one of the prerequisites when it comes to for a relationship? Like the woman has got to know how to cook?
Yeah, he has to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Do you think the female has got to know how to cook?
If the female... No, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to know. Listen, because it's either I could cook or I could clean or, you know, sometimes you don't have to have both. You can't have the best of both worlds.
Okay.
Maxi, do you agree, Maxi?
Me personally, since I know how to cook, it's not an issue for me, mm-hmm. but I know some partners, some friends of mine, they don't even deal with the kitchen.
Yeah, because if I'm going to be honest, a lot of this generation, we do not, have to cook because half of the times, like, our parents cook for us.
Non, mais, l'ancienne génération, Maxi, par exemple, notre temps pour la Maxi, c'est fille fait manger pour garçon.
Oui.
On grandit comme ça, je ne sais pas, maman, est-ce que, à propos de Tania, est-ce que famille, à savoir papa, maman, est-ce que maman a fait manger papa, est-ce que tu es levé comme ça, comment ça t'est?
Ok, from your culture, did you grow up seeing your mother cook for your father? Or?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I did that all the time.
But do you think you learned something from that, or you think it's not really necessary for you to even deal with the kitchen?
So I personally did. I don't think it's personally necessary because I feel like I don't know. As like the new generation, I really feel the same fact. It's just like I don't have to cook for my man. If he knows how to cook, he knows how to cook. But I don't feel like
it's it's no big deal if he knows how to cook.
Yeah, no. But
it's not a plus for you.
Okay. No, it's not a plus for me.
So, in other words, as per Tania, it's not really a plus if a man knows how to cook. It's no big deal because obviously, restaurants is a big factor here when it comes to cooking. People don't have that much time. They use restaurants better.
Mm-hmm.
So, mesdames et messieurs, si vous avez une question pour Tania, ma posée pour vous pendant le studio là. N'a pas les deux différentes générations, en pire aspect dans la génération côté que Gébaï qui était qu'on fait, qui pas fait, Gébaï que nous apprécie, que nous pas apprécie. Bon, Tania, I'm gonna ask you this question when it comes to the newer generation.
Yeah.
Okay, the older folks, they used to court a woman. You know how you court a woman?
Yeah.
For some reason, it seems to be a little different right now with the newer generation. You'll see where the lady seems to be very direct.
Yeah.
Versus hiding how she feels.
Yeah.
When it comes to seeing a gentleman out there.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
If I'm going to be honest with you, the only reason why we're a lot more direct is because, like, the times have changed. Men are not chivalrous anymore. Like, they're not, like, up there like they used to be with the older generation. Like, you know, you take a girl out on a date, it'd be no problem. Then, you know, you see her next week, you plan something else. Men don't plan dates anymore at all. I'm going to be completely honest. So it's just like, we want to be direct at this point. It's just like, are you going to take me out? Are you going to do this for me? No. We do not get that anymore. So we have to we have to be the men in the relationship now.
I tell you, I wish I was leaving that generation.
we have to work hard for it now.
Tamia, you don't know what I have to go through to even look at a woman and tell a woman, you know.
I think
you're a nice person, even though I do like I have to do a lot of speech, unnecessary speech, you know, doing things, hoping that I could have a chance with this girl to even take her out, you know.
Yeah, no, now it's just like, we kind of pursue because, like, we know what we want, and, like, I feel like before then, like, women is just kind of like, the men would chase us. Uh-huh. I feel like we have to chase men nowadays. Yeah, the roles have reversed.
Why is that?
So, what do you think that happens?
I personally really don't know. I feel like men have just, like, gotten tired of taking care of women. I really feel like that's what happened. Like, the men do not want to take care of women anymore. Like, if to pay for a date, they don't want to pay for dates anymore. They want to do 50-50. Or just like, you know, I'll pay now and then you pay later. And it's just like, why?
But there's no
this,
rule.
This new generation.
Yeah.
But Tanya, there's no rule when it comes...
I gotta say things.
No. Tanya, but I don't think there's any posted rule that says when it comes to you, if you take a woman out, like, it has to be you spending all the money.
No, that's very true. I never said you have to spend all the money, but I feel like there's no chivalry anymore. Like, they don't want to, like, you know, take care of a woman.
But, oh, you yes. believe in equality? Obviously, you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not a feminist.
We're living in a society right now where every single thing that a man does it's under microscope.
Yeah.
And okay. if women wants to be equal to men, which is okay. I'm 100% for it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it cannot be. You guys cannot be equal to us when it's convenient to you.
Okay.
Is it because you guys probably used to call more intelligent than us, according to your IQ?
I mean, women are technically more intelligent than men.
That's not right now. It's always been. Women always been more intelligent than men.
Okay, so then why can't you guys take care of us?
The thing about men is men are so easy. I can sit here on a Sunday in front of a TV watching some football with a glass of wine, and I'm the happiest man on earth. But you women would not give me that little time of happiness because you hate the fact that I'm happy. And it is and it is so simple for me to be happy.
But Lulu, don't forget, we're talking about two different generations here.
You know, no, it's the same thing now. It's not that we don't want y'all to be happy. Y'all want to be happy 24/7. Like, y'all brains need to be stimulated a little bit. But I need you to do a little bit of something.
I'll tell you from a men's standpoint, I've heard some men actually say, nobody knows what makes a woman happy. Is it true?
That nobody knows what makes a woman happy.
There's no way a man can make a woman happy. No matter what you do, it's not going to be enough.
I was going to be very toxic. but no, I mean, like, you can make a woman happy. Can't make a woman happy at all. Like, I feel like once you, like, listen to her, you provide for her needs and stuff like that, there's no, like, not making her happy at all.
Okay, I agree with
that. Yeah.
So basically,
because there's a lot of women that are happy. It's just that, like, it's a lot more harder now. But I feel like eventually over time, every woman is going to be happy.
Is it the time the way society is right now, that probably a factor when it comes to... I mean, communication is a big factor. We talked about that last time. You know?
Yeah, communication is
people
terrible
now. People don't communicate more, not much anymore.
No.
Maxine.
But if you have... Tanya, what advice would you give to older folks right now if they want to readjust to your generation for better living, better communication-wise, or agree with each other? Because they seem to be on a different path in many aspects.
To be a lot more open-minded to things. Because, like, I feel like I said this before, where, like, a lot more of the older generation just wants to, like, you know, beat it in our brains that they want us to do a specific thing. But it's just, like, be open-minded to what I'm asking you I want to do and help me with that rather than helping me with what you want me to do. It's, like, help me with what I want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, the older generation does not listen.
The older folks are hopefully you're listening to Tanya Alexander with her view and on how things can be improved between two different generations now.
Listen
like
to your kids.
We have Joel that has one more question for you, Tanya.
Yes.
I know you're being bombarded with questions.
No, yeah. Okay. I like questions.
Généralement, on est firmé fleurs, pas vrai?
Ok, we know that women love flowers, according to Joel.
Still, n'est-ce pas aujourd'hui, bah, on est ce que fait toujours aimer fleurs.
Do you think women see flowers the same way as in the past?
No.
They still love flowers? They don't, right?
No, women, I feel like not the same, because... honestly, on a serious note, I feel like it depends on the woman.
That means I don't have to buy any.
I didn't say you didn't have to buy any. Hold on. I feel like it depends on the woman, because some women do, some women don't. I feel like you just have to get to know what she actually likes, because like you have to like be able to know, like, does she like flowers? Let me try, at least, you know, try to give her like, you know, a nice like rose or two, you know, give her a bouquet. If she doesn't like it, then don't ever try it again. But if she does, you know, like, you know, continuously keep the chivalry. The chivalry is not alive anymore.
But don't you think it would be nice if the woman say, I don't like flowers, so don't go and waste your money and stuff like that?
No, I want you to find out about me. I want to be mysterious so you can try to figure out about me, you know?
Okay. So, Joel, you heard that, right?
L'autre bande d'avoir dit, comme si, qui ça le pensait dans le moment ça là, que garçon yo même yo jeune comme récompense par rapport. Par exemple, là, on comprend que fille aime mes fleurs et garçon lui même, qui ça, bah, connaît. Comment on fait comment jodien génération jodien comment même y récompenser garçon par exemple j'ai remel m'a connait j'en ai même motif n'a gagné pour offrir une fleur bah en fille qui motif c'est me penser c'est même motif mais qui geste comme si comment représenter par eux-mêmes.
OK, do you feel like there is still appreciation from women receiving flowers, or how do you guys react to that really for such an act, even if the man doesn't really mean it?
You said even if he doesn't, like, how do we react?
I mean, I'll tell you what, flowers? Me, I don't like to give flowers. I give flowers, but I don't. It's okay. Not that I enjoy doing that. You know? Mm-hmm. If I give flowers to a woman because I know she like it herself.
Yeah.
But it's not that I'm crazy and picking up a few flowers and give it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give it to you because if you're happy yourself.
Yeah, but no, of
deep
course.
Deep inside of me, I really don't care much about it.
I don't know if you guys ever heard the saying where it's like, you know, you give a woman something and she multiplies it.
Uh-huh.
You give us flowers, we'll give you a whole garden. Oh, stop. Wow. Listen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. You will get more than that.
That's a very good saying, because just like men, I feel like nowadays they don't try and give women things anymore. And we're just kind of like, all right, let me not give her anything because I feel like she's happy the way she is. No, give me something. I will definitely give back to you if you give me something, and they do not try anymore.
That's beautiful to you. I didn't even know that myself, you know.
Oh, you didn't know?
So
no.
I'm gonna start looking at the flower shops now.
You better start going to the flower shops now.
Guys, it's really a pleasure that we're having this conversation with Tanya here, because obviously a lot of stuff that we probably thought we knew and or we see it in a different way. She's giving us a lot of
On l'autre bagaille toujours. Ma PC comprend. Est-ce que garçon toujours cause dans génération ça là, est-ce que garçon toujours cause avec fille? Par exemple, dans génération ça là, est-ce que garçon cause avec correctement? Même comme si contrairement avec longtemps, l'ancienne génération on connaît les nègres vinyles, les crilettes, gal tout le
monde. I think she did cover that earlier. We were talking about the older folks, older generation. We used to write letters to a lady or pick subject that you know that will make
her.
We have a different objective, obviously.
It's
like
text.
The courting system.
No, you know what it is? Yeah, the courting system. Yeah. But we don't do that anymore. Rather than writing me a letter, send me a good morning text. it's really what we do. If you don't send me a good morning text, I know you don't like me. I feel like that's what it is. Like, we don't do letters because we have technology now. So it's just that, like, I want a good morning text from you every morning. I want to know your updates all the time, whenever you go to work, whenever you come home, whenever you go to sleep. Because it's just like, why do I have to send you a letter? But you can send me a message and I'll get it in 2 seconds.
Maxi, est-ce que c'est ça je dis qui ces témoignages, par exemple, d'un sentiment pour un monde, je veux dire.
So, basically, you would say this is a proof of your feelings for a man.
Yes.
Today's generation.
Because the new generation has bad communication, right? So, it's just that, like, all right, if we have bad communication, let me know what you're doing throughout the entire day then.
But don't you think it's a little excessive when it comes to the freedom aspect of individuals?
No, because what if I just want to know, like, you know, how your day is going, whatever, and stuff like that, you know? I'd like to know that. Or at least by the end of the day, let me know how your entire day went. It's not like a breach of security or anything. I just want to know.
It's because more like communication.
It's communication. If you don't tell me, if you don't speak to me for like a whole day, you don't like me.
So the younger folks, they behave in such a way now.
Yeah. I mean,
you think they in sync with the way you think right now.
Donc y'a pas qu'un garçon timide, boy, ici, comme si génération ça pas qu'un garçon timide.
So
ça pas qu'un garçon timide dans génération ça.
If I mean, in other words, if a man is shy, he would not fit in your generation. In other words,
because, you said if you're what?
If the man is shy, he doesn't like to express himself.
No.
He's very quiet.
Really? It does not. No. A lot of girls don't like shy guys now. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you
wow.
gotta express yourself. Wow. Tell me how you're feeling.
Wow.
Mesdames et messieurs, pas oublier, synopsis, conversation.
He said what?
Yeah, women never like shy guys, ever.
If you're shy, then you're gonna stay in the corner.
Yeah, you're gonna stay in the corner by yourself. If you're not expressing yourself, how am I supposed to know what you want or what we can do, whatever, and stuff like that? It's so like,
you,
no.
You can look at the person and the facial expression can tell you anything.
Yes, I need to know what's going on.
The compliment and all and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, a woman loves compliments. We still love compliments
Monsieur,
to this day.
Nous était longtemps garçon par exemple longtemps garçon pas tout bail difficile tout comme ça tout longtemps papa est connu longtemps et pas tout bail garçon était une fille comme si garçon était toujours une petite réserve il pas voulait aller droite
mais je dis we are afraid to say certain things to a woman because we felt like it would be disrespectful in some aspect to speak up certain things to voice certain things on
I mean, as long as they're not being mean, like don't call her fat or anything. If like, you know, I don't want you to be blunt. I want you to be honest, you know, like, cause some people are just like, I want to know your feelings and all this other stuff, but I don't want you to get to a certain degree where it becomes rude, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, how much do you value intelligence in a man versus material stuff?
Okay, so I personally value intelligence, me personally. Mm-hmm. But as a generation-wise, like, it's like, it has to be 50-50 or materialistic. Because everybody likes Coach, everybody likes Balenciaga, all this other stuff. So if you're like I said, some women don't like flowers, but they like materialistic things. So if you're buying your girlfriend a Pandora bracelet, rings, oh, love it. Love it, of course. Aww.
It's probably even much more than that, though. I mean,
no, it's definitely a lot more than that.
So when it comes to shopping, I don't like doing shopping with a woman. It's something that I don't have no patience for that. You know, I mean, it's not that I don't want to spend the money. I mean, a little bit of my money, but
you're wasting time store, and money because you're going to be shopping, with us for
it's
hours.
It's not something I want to do. I don't have no feeling going to a store and then looking at you, looking at browsing things so much.
But you know what? At least now, it's like, you know, a better thing. So there's like online shopping.
Correct.
So like, I know like a lot of girls, I'm guilty of this too. We're just kind of like, babe, I'm going to send you something. Can you like buy this for me? So, you know, you don't have to go to the store. You're not wasting your time at least.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to point out to you. My generation, men especially, they don't really have to buy a new suit or a new pair of clothes before for any special event. But women in general, I mean, I don't know what is newer one or older one. It seems that every party or everywhere they have to go, they have to have something new.
Yeah, I definitely.
Do you judge, another woman if they go to a party with the same clothes?
It depends on how often you see this woman. Because if you go to a wedding and the next event that you see this woman at and she's wearing the same dress, it's like, sweetheart, you couldn't buy a new one. It's like, you know, you're going to see around the same group of people. Uh-huh. And most of the times, like, it's a family-oriented thing because, like, you see the same family at different events. But we're going to know, it's just like, usually every single social event, you're going to have to buy another outfit. Yeah,
now, you just justify the reason why my wife wants to buy a new dress wherever she wants to go. I mean, sometimes I say,
because women are judgmental.
Because she doesn't want to wear something twice.
No.
Me, I have a suit I could wear 20, 50, or 100,000 times. You know, it doesn't bother me.
Maybe in my house, but not outside. Once I wear it outside, it's old.
You should see how much women talk about other women.
Yeah, we're really bad. We're really bad. I'm not going to lie.
Walk into a place and then it's, oh my gosh.
Going to be like, oh my gosh, did you see the top that she's wearing?
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, it gets really bad. And that's newer and older generation. We're both the same way. So it's just kind of like, we're both going to judge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mesdames et messieurs, pas bien que nous avons Tanya Alexander dans le studio avec nous. I mean, obviously, she's an English speaker, host and, guest in our studio today. We're talking about the differences in generation in different aspects, the way we see things and the way she sees things as a newer generation, as a newer member, as a member of the newer generation, I should say. It's very informative for us in a sense where we learn a lot about the way they are, the way they think. And it's obviously we I'm hoping the public will listening to the radio station right now, if you have any question for her, we'll be more than happy to take it. It's 3:49 right now, and remember, you listening to Radio HNL, and Tanya, obviously, I know the time, it's not long enough for us because obviously we could spend the whole day talking about this issue here. you said earlier that you would the advice you would give to the older folks, they need to be more open-minded.
Yeah.
I mean, is it as a group or is it a general statement or individually?
No, I feel like as a group, as like as the older generation. Like I said before, I just like, the older generation always wants like the best. So they kind of like put that on their children or put that on the younger generation that like, we want you to, you know, be better. So they force a specific narrative on us and they want us to be this specific kind of person. So it's just that like, I need you to understand there's other options and other ideas that I need you to adjust with. Okay.
All right. So for those of you who are listening to the station, Tammy Alexander is giving us a view on the way she sees the older generation, like people like me, and my colleague Lulu, and and we have another aspect that we can even look at the newer generations. Okay, the way we first of all, I've always heard that it's probably normal that you wouldn't want to see a roommate who's not in the same class, same age group as you.
Yeah, like sometimes, like you said, a roommate.
So it might be just an issue because you guys do probably see things in a different way.
Yeah, in two different lights. It's hard to because just that like. The old generation, like if you have like a roommate where they like cook, they clean a lot, whatever, and they expect their younger roommate to do that, it's hard to because a lot more younger people don't know how to cook. They had their parents clean up after them a lot. So it's like it's two different like worlds, literally.
And when it comes to criticism, do you guys really welcome criticism from us? Or?
I'm not gonna lie, no. Because you guys are really harsh when you come to criticism. Like, sometimes I do want the criticism, but, like, sometimes you guys are like, dang, I'm going to go and cry now because you said that to me. It's like, we like criticism, but it's the way how you say it, you know?
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you this. A few things my mother used to do to me when I was young. I used to think that she was evil in a sense. I mean, I could not really think of the good in it, to be honest.
Until
you get really old. Do you guys ever think that if your parent is focusing on certain things that he or she would prefer you to change it, is it for the better for the future?
Yeah, so personally, I feel like the old generation means so well. They do. They mean well.
They won't tell you exactly the reason why.
They won't tell you at all the reason until you start to get older and you're like, wow, like that's the reason why they wanted us to do that. But it's like, I feel like you could have said that so differently and so more better or gotten your thought across in the best way, but you just chose to say it so maliciously. But we love it, but it's like, we don't get it until you get older. Because when you're young, you're just kind of like, I don't even know why they would say that to me, and then we start to rebel. And then when we get older, we finally realize, oh, they did this because of that. But it's like, why didn't you tell me?
So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that according to her opinion when it comes to the way we see things, it's good to give a reason why you would want something done in a different way to the newer generation, because we tend to be a little like a dictator. In other words, you do things, but you don't tell them why you're doing this. And also, I don't know, for some reason, we don't like to apologize to younger folks.
You guys don't like to approach us?
We don't apologize to them for some reason.
Never. I've never gotten apologized ever in my life. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, no, never. And it's like, you know, say sorry if, like, you're wrong. But most of the times, like, old generation, they'll just be like, oh, okay, whatever. They'll cook you food or something like that. Or they'll give you something. And that's the apology. But they never apologize. Never.
Yeah, I have to admit that.
Do you know how much things my dad bought me when I was a kid? Yeah.
Well, at least you guys get had a chance to know what affection is.
No, that's very true. We did.
But us, we don't.
You guys didn't get the affection. But I think that's why you guys were so hard on us, because you guys didn't get the affection. So you guys were like, you know, dictators like here, here, and here.
I doubt that not all of us are like that.
Yeah.
We like Max and I, we spoil how it gets wrapped.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I got a feeling.
But what if that's because that's why we're materialistic? Hmm.
No, I don't think so.
You think? You sure?
I think it's society as a whole.
I think that we mess up our kids, our children.
Yeah, because it's like if you didn't get that affection.
Way in a path where they think that everything is so easy for them mm-hmm. to
I mean, if there's one thing, me personally, I can tell you, I'm not going to buy the love for my child. That's not going to happen.
Mm.
I don't believe in that, you know. I mean, okay. It's either, if you're going to love me as your parent, you're going to love me. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to spend what I should not spend just for the purpose of you loving me.
No, of
as
course.
Your parent, you know? But mm-hmm. some of us do it, you know. Sometimes we do it without even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's like a parent and child relationship. Obviously. It does happen. But I know it's a little late. So yeah. What do you think? Which way you think? Is there a way that we can coexist?
The older and the younger generation
we still belong. We're still part of the world, obviously, even though obviously we're gonna be gone, you know.
Okay,
but there's a way we can coexist together, so.
Okay,
I mean, if you're gonna enumerate a few things that will make it easier for us to coexist, what would you say?
I mean, I can say for us, we can, like, we're a little bit slow paced for the fast paced for the younger generation. We need to slow down and take our time and give you guys a little bit of patience. I know that, because most of the times we're like we're on 10 and you guys are on 5 and we're like, we're not waiting for you. So I can say we definitely can, like, slow down a little bit.
Remember, we have arthritis. Our bones are not disabled anymore. We cannot walk as fast as you guys. You know
you're
what
right.
I mean?
You're right. We got to give you guys the wheelchair to go at the same pace as us. It's fine. It's fine. Okay.
So basically, we'll find a way to coexist with. Sometimes we give up. You know, we realize, you know, we it's not much I can do with this child, because no matter what I do, I'm not gonna win with her.
But we give up with each other. That's the problem. We need to not give up. Because I think that's the thing.
We're afraid you guys are leaving us. You know, yeah. It's one thing the older generation don't like. Mm-hmm. Even though they will try to discipline you, but they're so afraid they'll miss you when you guys are not around. You know.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen a lot. You know.
But you know, sometimes, like, they do kick their kids out.
But they still miss them.
Hmm?
They will still miss them.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes they kick out. It's probably a way for them to learn and then want them to come back again.
Okay.
To explain to the world outside, you know, which me, I disagree. I would not do something like, unless if my life is threatened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not really kick a child out other than my life being threatened.
Yeah.
But some parents, they very...
some of them don't care.
They will do it without thinking of the consequence. Because I know it can be worse when you throw a child out, you know.
Yeah.
The outdoor world, you know what the child might get involved. I would definitely... This is one of a generation to do something like this.
Yeah.
Unless mm-hmm. if your life is threatened, that's the only way.
Yeah.
So, mesdames et messieurs, papier, il fait exactement 3h50, 7 minutes. Nous avons 3 minutes encore, nous avons quelques questions. Joël, qui soit gagné à dire encore de ça, nous parler là. Nous avons les stations pour nous poser des questions. Ma traduction question à Tamia.
Ok, I'm going to be Joël now.
Okay, Lulu, what do you have to say? We only have two more minutes.
What do I have to say? Basically, I think that the new generation and the old generation can definitely coexist.
Yeah.
It's a matter of finding a
common ground.
Yeah, a common ground
and show each other respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's basically the whole thing, is to have respect for each other.
Yeah.
You know, if my son or my grandson comes to me and saying something, do not brush him off and say, yeah, "Nah, get out of here. You don't what you're saying. I mean, absolutely nothing."
Yeah.
You know, take the time.
You guys are dismissive a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Take the time to listen and you know. And understand what the boy is trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Lulu, I really appreciate your final thought. I'm going to give the last thought to Tamia, because she's been our guest today. Tamia, any final words when it comes to what we just talked about today?
No, he summed it up perfectly fine. It really does come down to respect at the end of the day. Like, trying to, you know, make sure that you listen to your children. And then also for us to kind of, like, make sure, just like, you guys mean it with good intention. It's not something that's, like, bad all the time. So that's really it. It's respect.
Okay, Tamia, on a good note, I just want to thank you for your time here as a guest in the studio.
No, thank you.
Really appreciate your thought on this topic today. And hopefully we will get to see you again here.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. That's made me comfortable.
In a sense, it's a little issue for us. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you again. And I want the auditors, the listeners to really appreciate the conversation today. I mean, I'm sure we all have a lot to learn from this. Hopefully next time we'll be able to do it again.